Six people in Brussels have been detained as part of the investigation into Tuesday's suicide bombings in the city that killed at least 31 people and injured nearly 300 others. Stefan Boss reports that the arrests come amid a political crisis after the prime minister refused to accept the resignation of two key ministers following the attacks.
Residents in several parts of Brussels were once again awake overnight.
Oh, fils de pute!
Special forces searched homes in several areas of the Belgian capital. They eventually managed to detain six terror suspects. They captured them in the neighborhoods of Scherbeek and Jette, as well as in the city center of Brussels. Three of them were reportedly detained in front of the federal prosecutor's office. However, police are still looking for the man captured by security camera at Brussels airport, along with two suicide bombers. The man, who was wearing a hat and a cream jacket, has not been named. There are reports that a suspected second bomber in the attack on the subway train is also being sought. In a Paris suburb, a man suspected of plotting an imminent attack was also detained, but officials said there was no apparent link with the Brussels bombings. The self-proclaimed Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks at the Brussels airport and metro, which killed dozens of people and injured hundreds. However, Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel has refused to accept the resignations of his justice and interior ministers, despite what critics say is increasing evidence of intelligence and law enforcement failures to prevent this week's suicide bombings by Islamic militants. Turkey's accusations that it had deported one of the suicide bombers and had warned Belgium about him prompted two Belgian ministers to offer to resign on Thursday. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.